Flotsam. I remember it like yesterday. The bellboy tolling in the river mouth and the bodies laid out on the beach. Their faces flickered in the torchlight and the buttons on their uniforms glowed like fire tongs by the hearth. Fire, or maybe just samphire, burning petrol or a storm petrol. Flames in the marsh, a setting sun. Sib, sib, went the bird, sib, sib. Is that a dunnock? I asked the twitcher as he passed. A siskin, a bunting, a chiff-chaff. He was dressed in green like a man of the woods and roped with long-range lenses. Sib, sib, went the bird again, sib, sib. There, I said, listen. And he did, his ear tilted like a satellite dish. But he couldn't tell me, or wouldn't tell me, and stepped away towards the hide with a curt g'day. I raised my binocs in hopes of a glimpse, wing, tail, anything, but the bird stayed hid, and its call faded behind the reeds and the radio masts. Sib, 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 sib. There's a hiss in the reeds, a shush in the surf. Scrunch your heel in the sand, and it whispers. There's a secret, you know there's a secret, but the shingle keeps it. The pebbles stay stum. The sea's all frills. It flounces in with a roll of eyes and lift of underthings, riding your way on a roar of applause till the flashbulbs go off, and it slows and stops, turning back with a lacy hem. The wind-shaven bushes on the cliff edge peer through the sea fret like sentries, while daggered prows sneak up the beach. The maltings, the saltings, the sandlings, the stone, the fishmonger with scales on his arms, the mirror light of mudflats at dawn. One year, when we came down, a line of shells had been laid from the water up to the shacks. Not just shells, but bones, feathers, cuttlefish, claws, anything bleached by the sea. White as lime or cremation ash, the line ran straight as a die through flocks of sea kale and pea. The ghost road, we called it, as though the dead had crawled from the sea and left this trail across the shingle to the reed beds, where at night, if you listen hard, you can hear them plotting revenge. The starfish on the foreshore, the starling in the salt marsh, the starlight on the sea, the firewood in the hearth grate, the fireflies in the reed bed, the firestorm in the surf. The sandpipers run ahead, like thoughts we've not yet had, their legs whirring like watch cogs. Tides well, sea slap, crabs crawl, winds cut, land slack, sand sail. Slim ditches through the reeds, a herd of jerseys by the sluice, and beyond, where the marsh gives out, a combine with its dust cloud of wheat. Campion, garlic, pea and kale, and a scrubby goat willow in the marshes, and a stunted apple tree in the dunes. How the river, fretting in the marshes, would love to meet up with the sea. But it sulks in scummy pools under the thumb of a shingle bank, while the waves live it up just yards away. White sand, white bone, the skull of a catfish and an oyster catcher's skeleton. The wind through them like a piccolo.